Bit of the Doors on the Danny Lakey Show around the country on Triple M.
The Danny Lakey Show's Miracle Multi.
Oh, yeah. And we've got a real good feeling about this weekend. Danny Lakey Show's Multi Crew. This is a collection of Triple M listeners who specialise in different sports, all bringing their unique specialisation to the table to form one ultimate sports bet multi. Inspired by a guy who had a 13-leg multi payoff a couple of weeks ago. Almost put the tab out of business with his $4 million profit. This is where myself, Doesn't Miss Chris, who specialises in NRL, Aussie Rules Aaron, name speaks for itself, Down at the Track Darren, who loves everything, greys, horses, harnesses, and Xbox Becky, the esports expert, who let us down last week, and she was very apologetic on the WhatsApp group.
Don't forget you also let the team down.
Look, the wildcard has taken full responsibility for his mischievous bet last week that may have ruined the multi, and that's fine.
Well, look, I, as an outsider, feel like you put the blame on everyone else. You don't really take the blame yourself.
I tell you what's good about this is the wildcard, aka me, he never gets two bets wrong in a row. So I've got this magical power where whatever I put on this week is just a guaranteed already. So I'm more than confident in my bets, but I'm worried.
I believe it when I see it.
Well, I'm worried about a couple of others. So this is the multi that we're combining for this week, the Danny Lakey Show Multi Crew. So Xbox Becky, the esports expert, texted earlier on today, Australis to win the first map in Counter-Strike versus Mouse Sports Saturday morning at $1.52. Nice. It's in the multi. Then I got a text from Aussie Rules Aaron, who said, hey, mate, Port Adelaide, start from 15.5 points back in the try bet against the Bombers. No mucking around here at $1.32. Thanks, Aussie Rules, Aaron. It's in the multi.
On your Azza.
I also got a text from Doesn't Miss Chris, the NRL expert. He said, Storm taking on the Cowboys, boss. 13 plus for a big win, I reckon, at $1.43.
It's in the multi.
Yeah, nice one, Chris.
Down at the track, Darren. He said, I've decided to go the harness racing, a.k.a. thieves on wheels, this week. That's what they're known as in the biz.
What are they?
Thieves on wheels, the harness racing. You know, the horses, the slower horses with the big carts on the back?
Oh,
the jockey
okay.
gets to sit there.
Nice.
Thieves on wheels, he calls them. Saturday night race for Menangle. Wolf stride to win. The jockey whips nice and hard. Can't lose. At $1.53, it's in the multi.
I would have picked the same thing.
I bet you would have. The thing about all these bets, and I love it because they've gone conservative, but as a wild card, I'm looking at these four legs so far, not very juicy, not juicy for profit. I will be investing $50 in my sports bet account and laying this multi little later on tonight. So the wild card had to look for some real value here as the fifth and final leg of this weekend's Danny Lakey Show multi. And the wild card, aka me, he knows a lot about a lot of sports and none more so than women's tennis, the US Open, Naomi Osaka tomorrow morning in the semi-final to win the first set either 6-2, 6-3 or 6-4. Juicy $2.06 odds. Can't not happen. It's in the multi.
That's a different one for you. What did you pick last week?
I can't remember. I'm that wild. Look, the odds are, the odds are $8.13. I'll obviously power play the bitch. Goes to $9.04, $50 at $9.04, $452.14. Thank you very much. Put it in my account right now. Multi-crew.
You better pull through.
The wild card's at the helm. What could possibly go wrong? We'll post the screenshot on the Danny Lakey Show social pages if you want to get on board. And do a replica bet this weekend. Can't lose those five legs. I'll talk about another thing that can't lose next, this $50,000 competition.
The Danny Lakey Show on Triple M.
The Killers off their latest album, Caution, on the Danny Lakey Show on Triple M. Around the country on 133.53. Just heard of the multi where we can easily turn $50 into $452.13 this weekend. But there's a bigger cash booty offer on for everyone, young and old. How's this for the headline? There's $50,000 on offer for anyone who can come up with Australia's next best reality TV show. Juicy. So if you feel like putting your underused creative mind to work and potentially earn some cashola, the Australian Academy of Cinema and Television Arts has just announced the project for you. It's called the Reg Grundy Award. It's a comp asking everyone basically to pitch your sick new show, your sick new reality TV show. The winner, guaranteed $50,000. They're after game show, reality show ideas, obviously Big Brother, Married at First Sight, Survivor the Block, The Masked Singer, Only Better. Needs to be a completely original idea. Needs to be something that they haven't done in another country before. It's got to be your own concept. And they're taking applications now. I'm licking my lips.
See, I feel like here you'd really need to check online if you came up with an idea whether like the UK or the US have done it, because they have done every single reality style show under the sun.
No, not my one.
But you've got one.
I've got one. I've
really?
Got an, yeah, I've got an absolute doozy. Well, it's the least.
Is it like what kind of vibe is it?
Hmm.
Give me a little hint. Come on.
Well, I've got to be strategic here because I don't want
to. So, like, sexy vibes?
Steal my idea. No, not sexy vibes. No.
Bizarre for you.
It's one of the great miracles of 2020.
It's a happy ending reality show.
A fly on the wall look at the massage parlors ran by Thai women around the country. No. It's gone for a competitive vibe. And my only concern is that I also want to host this show. So, I've had this idea in my back pocket for a while, waiting till maybe one day I could maybe make a profile and a bit mm-hmm. of my own, and I could maybe pitch this, but I thought, oh, no, I need the 50K. I need that right now. So I'm happy to hand off creative control once I get the Reg Grundy Scholarship. Entries close 11:59 Eastern Standard Time, Sunday the 4th of October. Look, it's not all just about my idea. I'd be keen to hear on 133353 any ideas that people have for a reality TV show, maybe a sneaky pitch. Maybe an idea that they've had around the campfire after a couple of frothies, and see if we can workshop a few, because you can enter more than once. So I can enter other shows on other people's behalves.
It'd be a team thing.
Yeah. I can win the $50,000 for them. I understand that it's late at night. Some people don't care for creativity, but I'd like to hear some. But if we don't get any decent pitches and no calls on 133353, I'll read my synopsis that's ready for submission next.
Should you be copywriting that?
The second I read it, I'm going to submit it so no one can copy it.
Smart.
I'll give you a teasing title. Teasing title.
Please.
Australia's most competitive eater.
That is good.
Sits well, doesn't it?
It's a bit of you as well.
It's a bit of me.
I know you love your food.
All right, 133353. If you've got any ideas for this 50K prize that I'll pitch for you, call now.
The Danny Lakey Show on Triple M. The Danny Lakey Show on Triple M.
Danny Lakey Show on Triple M on 133353. We're discussing reality TV ideas for the 50K booty prize.
TV, do you have a reality TV idea?
Do you have a reality TV idea? The Australian Actors, Cinema and Television Academy offering $50,000. Guaranteed for the best new reality TV show idea. Entries close October 4th. I'm licking my lips. I've got a few ideas down, Pat. What it involves, because I've gone the full hog, your application process, it's quite basic to start with, and then they're going to pick the 10 finalists on Sunday, October 13, and they'll ring you, and then you've got to do a three-minute pitch. So there's a couple of stages you've got to go through. So don't worry if you don't have like a full pitch yet. It's basically a 500-word application at this stage. I know so because I'm on the website right now, and I've got my 487-word pitch ready to go.
The suspense is killing me. I just want to know yours.
Oh, yeah, well, I mean, the deal was that if we've got to take the listeners first, because maybe there could be some other ideas that they want to pitch to market, and we can help brainstorm along there. So on 133353, Scott in Geelong, you've got an idea.
Is that me?
Off to a good start. Great pitch.
I think it was.
Yeah, what's your idea, Scott?
You talking to me? Hello?
Are you Scott?
Yeah. Sorry.
No, that's good. All good. Yeah, what's your pitch?
Like I said, relationship breakdowns on through the internet. And let's fix them up by giving them a second chance in life, because I'm sure there's many relationships, I'm one, that's been broken down by social media.
Second chance social media relationship. Love it.
It's genius. Scott is a genius.
Too often, it's a fly on the wall of people that haven't met and they only know each other through social media. I'm thinking catfish. I'm thinking all those. You're going from the other way. You're going the other way.
Yes.
You're going the tragic, depressing tale of a social media breakup and let's just force them back together. The heart does not want what the heart wants. That kind of thing.
It could be that. It could be that you caught up with an ex and from years ago, and then the partner you're with now, and it's do I get a second chance? you know, there could be many ways.
Second chance.
Social media is a screwed relationship you're in or was in. Or...
Yeah. I mean, I think it needs a little bit more brainstorming. I can't give it the Danny Lakey treatment backing at the moment. I'm bogged down with my own idea. But look, not bad. Not bad. Could easily workshop that one. Zach in Bundaberg. Hello.
G'day. How you going?
Good, thanks, Zach. What's your pitch to the reality TV for this 50K?
The contestants go out and fish for their dinner, and they have to cook it as well, but they will need to tell the judges what they are going to pay for the meal. And if the judges say no, it's not worth $25, it's only worth $13, then they're charged less.
Yes, this is a classic mixture of MasterChef, Rex Hunt's Cooking Adventures, and Shark Tank.
Mm-hmm.
It's the triple whammy. I like that. Oh, you can just imagine, can't you? You have 12 anglers, maybe a couple of bass fishermen.
Yep.
And they'd all be there. They'd be out all day catching. Then they'd be cooking. You can imagine the sunburn on the bad boys. I hope they hydrate. And then all of a sudden you plate up a barramundi and mash, charge them $19.80. Judge thinks it's $13. All of a sudden, out of the competition.
Yeah.
See you later.
This is edgy seat stuff. Yeah. I don't mind this.
It would have you on tender hooks, wouldn't it?
I'm running this down as a close second to my idea, Zachariah. Ben in Hectorville, hello.
G'day, boys. How are we?
Yeah, good, thanks. Shuey Louie slightly offended out there, but
I am
easy,
a woman.
Easy mistake to make from
take
time to time.
Take it or leave it.
What's your pitch?
Sorry, ladies and gents. All right, so you get a whole bunch of young ethnic lads, right?
Yes.
All right, we'll start off with that. Then you put them in a house. Like Big Brother, but they've all got to cook their mum's dishes. And that cooks their mum's dish wins.
Okay.
I love it.
Okay.
I love it.
Well, I like it as well. This is almost poaching the fishing idea and adding to it. I like the idea of the ethnic boys cooking for their mum much more than fishermen cooking for a panel of judges. It just seems better, easier viewing to me.
More family vibes.
What happens after they've all cooked their mother's signature dish? Is this just a one episode thing? Is this a feature?
No,
program?
No, they've got to cook their mum's signature dish and then signature dessert.
Right.
The
signature dish.
Yeah,
no, so it's just two episodes.
It'd be a double part. Well, you'd be left on the cliffhanger, wouldn't you, with all the main courses, and then probably eliminate a couple of them, and then you'd just be ready prime time Sunday with the dessert finale. That's what
done.
That's what it sounds like to me. Yeah, good. Yeah, I like that one as well. Look, none of them are ready for me to submit via the website, but can I maybe read it? Would you like to hear my submission next for Australia's Most Competitive Eater? It's a 487-worder.
Oh, I'm excited.
I think that'll probably take 2 minutes to read. I'll do it next.
The Danny Lakey Show on Triple M. The Danny Lakey Show on Triple M.
Danny Lakey Show on Triple M around the country on 133.53. I just told you about the news that there is $50,000 up for grabs for the person who can create the brand new reality TV idea.
TV. TV. Do you have a reality TV idea?
A reality TV idea. We heard a couple of calls from listeners just before. And although not bad ideas, just not finely polished enough for my backing. What I like about this, though, is that the appetite is alive and well for reality TV. We heard people combining different elements of different reality shows together for their idea. That's a promising sign that people like what they've seen, but they're looking for a fresh jig. We also saw two cooking pitches. Now, here's my theorem. We don't need a new cooking show. We need a new food-based show. People like the food envy on their television screens.
So this is more eating vibes.
This is my pitch for Australia's most competitive eater. So you've got to put a 500-word detail together, a synopsis. And I'm submitting this the second I read it so no one else can steal my idea because I want the $50,000 to myself. Oh, greedy. Here we go. Australia's most competitive eater would shine a light on the world of competitive eaters. The reality format would not only show a fierce competition, but also provide a behind-the-scenes look at the preparation both mentally and physically of how these everyday athletes put themselves through intense discomfort for competitive eating glory. Everyday Aussies, the 12 contestants who would be sourced mostly through competitive eating competitions that already exist in Australia, mixed with a few wildcards sourced from other avenues, would be a mixture of intriguing personalities with a high level of competitiveness from all walks of life. A villain who is willing to eat dirty to win. A female who has something to prove against the big boys. And a young up-and-comer who's doing it for his father, who used to be a competitive eater, are all examples of character storylines that could attract viewers. They compete for a cash prize and the chance to walk away being crowned Australia's most competitive eater. The show would run for a number of weeks, eliminating contestants who finish last in each eating challenge / competition set up by the producers. There will be a speed-based competition, endurance competition, spice challenges, and more. With all the competitiveness of the Australian Ninja Warrior, the uplifting encouragement of Lego Masters, with the food envy of a MasterChef plating session, this will be a show for the whole family to enjoy. A host and commentary judges team would be heavily involved as well. Each challenge would have a strict set of rules and guidelines, with the commentators having a large task while the competitors are competing with their mouths full. The 100 Chicken Nugget Challenge, the Bucket of Popcorn Speed Race, and the Hot Sauce Hoedown would be just a few of many different types of battles that eaters would be involved in. Some challenges would suit certain competitive eaters whilst disadvantaging others. Immunity idols and other strategic prizes would be on offer to add an extra element of gameplay and strategy from the contestants too. A player could win the power to give someone else a delayed start disadvantage or move from plate of someone else's plate of food to someone else's plate. Oh, I have to probably backspace that bit. That doesn't quite make sense there, does that?
Too much.
The show would aim to be the talking point of the school and workplace on Monday mornings. A healthy amount of criticism and controversy would organically ensue from obesity experts, and reports of schools having to ban sandwich eating races at lunchtime would run parallel in the media, only adding to the ratings. Restaurants and food providers would leap at the chance for their business to be induced / integrated into certain competitions with no two challenges the same. The Sizzler Buffet free-for-all, the KFC chicken skin scoff-off, and the most McDonald's cheeseburgers eaten in a single sitting are all easy marketing partnerships that could keep production costs down. Who will be Australia's most competitive eater? Whoa!
Lakey.
Whoa!
Lakey. Whoa. Seriously? Whoa. You could be on here.
Yeah, we're on the
I really think you could
we
be on here for
on the
50K.
Here. Big 50K. Watch this space. I'll keep you posted. I'm submitting it. My idea.
Go, go, go!
Ooh, it's automatically logged me out, so I will have to log back in. But no one steal it, please.